Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Phone Real Raw Radio, Roger and JP, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025.
Never in my life, never in my life have I seen a man happier about processed meat in my life. And now, I come from an Italian family. And when antipas hits the table, there's a lot of processed meats there.
You'll see me just as happy.
Never have I seen a man happier about processed meat than I saw our super producer, Brett Fiumara, yesterday on every social media platform known to man.
Getting the word out.
Just basically. And there was that one point where he was rubbing his McRib on his face.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, happy. He had to because he was eating it. It was too neat. And when you eat a McRib, when a McRib is being consumed, it must be sloppy. And for it to be, I've never seen anyone eat it as neat as he did.
Well, I took a big giant bite out of it.
And then you had
what you expected.
So it's a requirement to get ripped McRib sauce on each side of your smiling mouth like the Joker, almost like Joker makeup.
Yep.
It's got to be there.
Half the fun.
First off, where did you find it early?
Well, I saw it online yesterday, right before the show ended. Yeah, it's supposed to come out nationally tomorrow.
Right? I thought the second was the date.
Donald made an announcement on Twitter like a month and a half ago that December 2nd is the day. Then I start seeing some videos online of people having it already. So I sent it right to Monica right away. Mm-hmm. I said, you got to get this. Mm-hmm. And I said, after the show, I'm like, all right, I did have lunch about an hour ago, but you know what? let me look up the McRib tracker. So I did that, and I found one that down the street from the radio station has the McRib. I pull up. There's the sign right there. McRib is back. And by us yesterday, it was pouring rain. 50-mile-an-hour winds.
Sideways rain,
Sideways rain. I didn't care. Went right up to the drive-thru. Give me a McRib, bitch. I didn't say that. I didn't say that to the guy. In my head. In my head, I thought that.
I want to do that now.
You said, excuse me?
Give me a McRib.
She said.
Here's what gets me about Brett.
Yeah.
And this is why he's a puzzle wrapped in an enigma. There was no point. Like, you just said you went right after the show yesterday, right?
Right.
There was at no point yesterday, at least not in my presence, maybe in your presence, Raj, there was at no point yesterday during either show, while music was playing on the other show and conversations during spots, there was no conversation yesterday that there was the word McRib never even came out of his mouth. But yet he was laser focused on going as soon as the show was over.
When did you find out that it existed again?
During this show around this time yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know who you're talking to, but he was talking to me about it definitely during the show.
I sent it right to Monica right away that it is available, it is out, go get it.
He sent me a tracker thingy, and the closest one was in Pinellas. It was too far away. So I don't know why Pinellas has them, but Hillsborough doesn't yet. But
that's funny. I just looked it up, but there's two in Tampa and three that don't have it. Two have it and three don't.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
There's something in Tampa?
Yeah, and West Fletcher, then another one in Northdale Mabry that has it.
And here's the difference.
According to the McRib locator.
I feel like definitely with me, most likely with Raj, if there was something that we both love that just got dropped on us, the minute we'd see it, we'd be spurting it out to everybody else in the room that I'm going to do this right after the show is over. Brett, not a word.
Well,
not a word. You want to rob a bank? That's your guy. Okay.
Now you know.
You want to bury a body? That's your guy. He didn't say boo about it.
Yeah. But he also knows you hate it, and I haven't had one, so I might not even care. But he did send the info right to Monica, who he knows loves the McRib, so maybe that's what it is.
Well, first off,
like
I don't hate it because I've never had it. The only thing I have, it just looks exactly like the ones we used to get in high school. And junior high school, and those I didn't like.
Oh, those were my favorite.
Yeah.
And those I didn't like.
Well, then you're not going to like this, maybe, because it's very similar.
Right, but ours didn't have onions on it.
I don't get mine with onions on it.
Oh, no?
No.
Blasphemy.
I don't think it is. I feel like that's the one fault with the McRib. Is that as good as it is?
No, the one fault. The pickles.
See. Okay, so that's all right. So your onions different on pickles, opinion. Tomato, tomato. Here we are. We all love the McRib, though. That's the key. I get it without onions because they're raw, and it tastes great going down. Oh, there you go.
There you go, Monica.
Drop that in there. It tastes great, but then the repeat factor is a little too much for me personally.
Okay.
So I get it with no onions but extra pickles.
Oh, I get mine no pickles, extra onions. Brett, we could get married.
Your chocolate.
Stay far away from each
your
other.
Your chocolate fell in my peanut butter. You got your peanut butter all over my chocolate.
So, Monica, if the whole thing doesn't work out with Brett's son, Jason, you can always just... Brett could be sloppy seconds.
100%. Right. Now, do you also, when you get the fries, do you get a side of tartar sauce with that meal?
No, I don't.
What?
But I will utilize the barbecue sauce that is just so extensive in the McRib.
It really is.
So I would utilize that and also get a side of fries. I didn't get any fries yesterday. Not yesterday. I had a mission just
straight
for the McRib. It's back, and I got it.
It's mind-boggling to me how he could possibly be so excited about something and not peep a word about it. That is
cool.
Mind-boggling to me.
Well, I didn't officially make the decision until I was in the car. I'm like, gosh.
How do you know?
All right, let's go. It's right down the road. I'm going to do it.
I mean, you would the minute you saw that it was out, I know you, full chub. How did you... How did you? Like, I just don't understand how you held it in. Not the chub. The fact that the McRib was out. Like I didn't. You are.
I didn't. You know, because I didn't believe it till I wanted to see it for real.
But also, JP, if he would have brought it up, you know that you're eating healthy and you're not gonna.
Not that he was going to try to recruit me to go, but he knows I'm always interested in the story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was no even attempt to share the story that we can make something for the show out of it. Like, he completely held...
Well,
I had no idea until I was on social media. And he was everywhere.
Yeah, I put it on my Instagram story, and now we're sharing it here for everybody. Now, the interesting thing...
It was on more than just Instagram, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, Facebook. Twitter, Facebook, whatever. You know, it's out there.
I saw it on my TikTok stream. Well, again.
That 100% it wasn't there.
I don't have TikTok.
Me neither. However... The interesting thing with the McRib, it's so polarizing. Either people love it or they hate it. The amount of feedback, the amount of passion for it one way or the other is huge. The amount of messages and comments I got on how awesome it is, or it's out, I'm going to go get one right now. I would never touch that if you paid me $1 million.
I saw some guy.
It's the worst sandwich out there.
Yep. I saw some guy post a video.
Yeah.
And he's like, this guy, I got a, he goes, this goes out to Brett from BAB. He's like, I saw his video and he made me go out and get, he made me go out and get this.
Yep.
Like,
got a bunch of those.
It's like Brett put a gun to his head. Like, you go get that
shit. Go get it. You want it? You go get it. And people messaging me now say they're going to go get it before they, go to work later.
They give you a hard time.
I can't believe it's out now.
They give you a hard time. You take it. You take that.
That's right. And you dip it right in that barbecue sauce. And hard time.
Everybody loves it. You get it before the official day. Like, you feel like, oh, yeah, I already had it. People say that it comes out on Wednesday. They're going to go get it. Like, oh, I had it yesterday. How'd you get it the day before? You know, it's like you have inside info almost.
That's
what people like to be on the inside.
Now they're doing something tomorrow. Hashtag shave for McRib. So I guess because of, Movember or, shave November.
Yeah.
Right. So now a lot of people have beards and mustaches and what have. So I guess if you shave, on camera or a picture, I think it's a picture before and after and you use the hashtag, then you can win yourself a free McRib. They're giving away 10,000 of them.
What? Can I shave some golden arches in my pubes or what?
Could you do that? Go for it.
I mean, let's do
that. You got to send before and after pictures, though.
And no other dudes, you got pubes? I thought you were a...
COVID, bro.
I thought you were... No, I thought you was a I thought you were a waxer.
I'm Mexican. I could start that right now and not shave tomorrow.
Oh,
plenty of time.
Right.
Do it.
Plenty
that's
of time.
Right. I forgot about that.
You'll win all 10,000.
But yet, when we did, what was the January armpit thing?
Oh, it was the
worst. That's right.
It took you a while. Yeah, but it took you a while for that to grow in.
Yeah, that was
January.
January, that was it.
How long was it till you had it where it was definitely hairy?
Ugh.
Wasn't it like 7, 8, 9 days somewhere in
there? Was that this year? Or last year?
Was that the beginning of 2019?
2019.
It was January 2019.
Oh, there's the pictures. Oh, my goodness.
Right on the Roger and JP Instagram if you want to see it.
I don't want to see. Why? What?
Wait, they're there.
Do you want us to do a GoFundMe thing? We'll get you the laser hair removal?
No. I literally just shave every day, and it takes care of it. So the fact that whole month when I didn't shave, it was, first of all, tough because it's a reaction. It's a impulse. You know, the first thing I do is just start, I'll shave. And so it was hard to not shave. And then it felt so gross. I remember feeling so gross.
To leave the hair there.
To just leave, just sitting there. And then what do you boys do? That's the weird part, too. Boys who have hairy armpits, when you put deodorant on, it's like matted and...
It mixes with the hair, which holds the sweat, which keeps
it from smelling. I find myself on those occasions where I do wear deodorant.
Mm-hmm. That's right, you don't.
That I would, I'm more comfortable with a dry spray deodorant than I am a stick. Because when
that's
you,
great.
With a
you
stick.
You mean like the old Right Guard?
No, because that's too wet. That's too wet.
Oh, is it?
No, yeah, they have like right. a dry spray, and I'll use that way more than a stick, because I feel like if I use a stick, I get exactly what Monica says, like it gets matted together and you can feel it's uncomfortable.
It's gross. I use a roll-on or the kind that twists up and is wet. That's the kind of like I like to, what?
This is great. I'm picturing my dad spraying Right Guard. You're talking about using a roll-on. Like we're talking about underpit stuff.
I remember going into a hotel in Philadelphia when I was in eighth grade. And I think I told you the story. My buddy had a can of Right Guard.
Mm.
And they just made a torch out of it. And it went right at the fire alarm. And that was like a half hour after we got there. And the guy from the hotel is like, any of you guys cause any trouble? You go into the clink. So as soon as the fire alarm started going off, I'm like, we're going to the clink. Joshua on line two. Go ahead, Joshua.
Yeah, hey, first of all, JP.
Yeah, man.
What's his name on the dude that does the commercials you guys were talking about earlier?
Snoop,
yeah, can't stand him. Second of all, what's up with the McRib? I mean, isn't it just a hamburger-shaped rib?
I've
had one since I was a kid.
No.
And so I can't, maybe you got to find out.
First off, it's not even shaped like a burger. It's not round.
Oh, yeah, no, it's shaped like a rib.
Correct.
Yeah, but I mean, why don't you try one then? Because then you'll know what's up with the McRib, and you'll know if you like
you'll
it or
know.
Not.
Oh,
you
know? Right, that's for
sure. I mean,
sure.
Clearly.
I had one when I was 11, but when
we'll
I think about eating them, I think about vomiting.
It's 2020.
Why? Why would you think about vomiting? It's barbecue sauce and onions and a roll and it's French fries. It's all good.
Monica, you're not going to win. He hates Snoop Dogg.
I don't know. Get him out of here.
All right. Thanks, Joshua.
Joshua was just a bundle of positivity this morning.
Yeah.
Right.
Funky dog head, bitch.
There it is.
So anyway, I'm sure it's available by you.
Now.
Yes.
Will you go again today for another McRib with your son? And just go under the guise of, well, Jason wanted to try it.
No, he's so basic with stuff. I don't think you can even hype him into wanting to try it because you got to
try this. This is great. It doesn't come out that often.
He won't eat spare ribs?
No.
What does he order at McDonald's if McRib is too much?
Either chicken McNuggets or a cheeseburger.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Plain, no ketchup, no onions, no nothing.
Right.
Basic.
Maybe ketchup. Maybe.
Right. Basic. No pickles.
Nope. Not for now. But yet he eats guacamole. He'll eat hummus.
Now, another puzzle. Try that?
Another puzzle wrapped in an enigma.
Yeah.
Another reason he's going to match with Monica perfectly.
Yeah. Right.
Don't try to figure him out.
Nope.
Guacamole.
I'm going tomorrow. It's a plan. I was going to go on Friday. And before the show, Carmen talked me into going tomorrow. So I'm just
going to go today. Nice. Today. Because tomorrow, everybody can get it tomorrow. Today, it's still you're still in the exclusive club like me.
You're early.
It's true. I could be a...
Just do it.
There does. I checked the McRib tracker you gave me, and today you didn't show it yesterday. Today there was one right down the like my McDonald's down the road.
There you go. See, and it'll tell you the last. I think the whole thing is such a great idea. It tells you the last person who checked in when they had a McRib and what time. Like that's the coolest thing. I wish they had this for like almost everything.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like I want to be in the McRib club.
You're Join. Not allowed.
I am. I've never had one. I gotta have one.
But will you get it with or without onion?
I'm gonna get it the way they serve it. And I'm gonna get the other one without the onion, because Brett says
you can eat two, you fat bastard.
I don't know if I can eat. How big are they?
They go down
not that big, right?
You could probably have three
if you really wanted
to.
They go
very easy to eat.
It's like a hot dog.
You're about to say they go down.
I was.
Let's go. We got some people. We got
those
break.
McRibs. I love going down in those McRibs.
We'll get to your calls next.
By the way, congratulations to Mark Thomas, who won $1,000 for the bone bonus keyword. He won the money. Another bone bonus keyword coming up in less than an hour. In fact, 58 minutes. At 2 o'clock with Drew Garabo Live. Top 10 list at 135. And a lot more. Your calls too. 800-771-1025. Or 727-579-1025. Be right back.